Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to E Factor for the Soul with hosts DC Love and Brenda Pierce here on the Sacred Embers Network on Blog Talk Radio. Sit back and relax and enjoy weekly visits with us as we share candid conversation, readings, and Reiki. Enjoy the show.
Welcome, everyone, and welcome to another amazing Saturday, 1 p.m. Eastern, here on the Sacred Embers Network. It's Brenda Pierce, and DC is away today, but in her place we have an amazing, amazing substitution, by no means less precious and valuable than DC, but we have Lynn Beesdale. And Lynn, welcome to the show. I'm so happy you're here with us this afternoon, and those that have been following the network will know and love you. For those that haven't, they're about to get a real treat.
Well, thank you, Brenda. It's pronounced Beesdale. It's one of the hardest names ever. I should probably change it to Smith or Jones, but, you know, there you go. I'm so happy to be here. I've been friends with DC for such a long time and just love that lady, and I'll step in anytime she needs it. So happy to be here.
Fabulous. So fabulous. You know, Lynn, it is part of being part of the Sacred Embers family is that we have such an amazing team of clairvoyants and talented people that are here to share their talents and their gifts. So I wonder if you could tell us a little bit about your story for anybody who may not have heard of you before. I'd love to hear it as well. Thanks.
Sure. Well, I work essentially as a medium, and I work through sound. I work through light. I have a little flashlight that will respond to me sometimes through spirit energy. I work through images. Very often I will get snippets of a song. I'll get a scene from a movie, something from a book. And it's something I can interpret for the readee, the person I'm reading for, and I can say, well, this is coming in reference to your question. So that's how they send it through. And I do automatic writing when I'm doing the reading. So I just sit here and I'm not looking at the page, the hand writes. And if I'm able to read the writing afterwards, I can read that back and I'll draw a picture sometimes. It comes in just sort of as the client needs it. So there's going to be all kinds of different ways, but it's visual, it's audio, I am also clairsentient. So sometimes I will feel a person's physical condition or their emotions. Lately I've been getting scents, like perfume, different scents in the air. And I can see spirit as well. I usually get orbs, but I think, you know, for anyone who's on a spiritual journey, I started out just where you are by finding the right group to work with. I found the teachers appeared as I was journeying along. So 9 years ago, I was starting out spiritually, and I came to here by, I guess Brenda and I were just saying this before the show, releasing, letting go, and letting spirit guide you, worth doing. So that's kind of... how I work.
That's amazing. And, you know, the thing is, though, we all have gifts. This is the thing, right? Like, nobody is so special that they have an exceptional set of gifts. But it's discovering and uncovering what works for you that makes all the difference. So, you know, I really advise anybody who's listening, take a moment, like do it, do meditation daily, you know, sit in silence and let everything kind of just drift away. And that's when you're opening up the most to the possibilities of your gifts and your connection with the divine and how that's going to play through for you. And, you know, and just be open to it. And I think that we all are amazing beings. But, you know, the thing is, though, Lynn, I just love the fact that we're sharing this airspace together and that we are going to touch a lot of lives today. The studio is jam-packed full of people. And, you know, it's going to be fun. So, you know, and the other thing is, two messages that come through for one person usually are something that's going to touch the heart of another person listening, which is really incredible. So I hope everybody sits back, straps on their seatbelt, and get prepared for the power hour, because it's starting, baby.
Alrighty then.
Yeah. So what I'm going to do is for a few moments is we do the Reiki healing circle. So we're going to create the sacred space for which this call is going to be, you know, emitted through. And so I ask everyone just to take a deep cleansing breath in through their nose and out through their mouth, slow and deep. And just for the moment, let everything go. Again, we'll do it two more times. Slow and deep in through your nose. And out through your mouth. And one more time, in through your nose. And out through your mouth. And relax. Relax. Know that you are in a safe place. The universe has your back. So let's imagine your right palm up and your left palm down, and that we are stretching and connecting to the next energetic being who is joining the circle. Wherever they are in the world, your nearest compatriot will be joining you energetically. And imagine this beautiful glowing globe of life that we have here on Earth, surrounded and encircled with the energy of all those that are joining us in this moment of now. Even if your moment of now is in the future, you are joining the circle. Take a deep, beautiful breath in and just imagine, even if you can't do it, just imagine your hands are reaching out. And now, together in this beautiful circle of energy, love, and light, I invoke the Reiki energy to flow. And just for this moment, be at peace. Let your anxieties go. Let your heart be honest in its being here. Let us know that we are here to unite, to heal, and to grow. And I'm invoking Shokure, Shokure, Shokure to power us. Invoking the mental, clearing, emotional symbol, Saheki, Saheki, Saheki. And the distance healing of all time and space into this moment of now. Han Shazi Shonen, Han Shazi Shonen, Han Shazi Shonen. And imagine your loved ones energetically encircling behind you with their hands on your shoulder, whether they are with us here on this earthly plane or beyond. Their energy imprint is irrevocably etched into our essence. They are with us. And those that will come through during the readings today, we thank you. We bless you. We acknowledge you. And we appreciate what you are going to share with us today. Now imagine the ascended masters, those that we revere, the archangels, the angelic forces, enclose the outer aspect of this circle. And their high energy of love and light connects with us all. And then we ask with great reverence and peace that the trees of the ancient forest surround the outer perimeter to protect us with their strong trunks and full leafy branches, creating a cathedral of love and light. And I ask now from our heart space that we send into the center of the circle, we infuse it with the pink essence of love. And that all those who step forward to participate in this today's call are shadowed and receive the blessings of all of us. And in turn, we receive back. So as we give, so do we receive. And right now, in this moment of now, our circle is complete. And we ask Lynn to step into the center. And we are now prepared. Lynn, are you ready for calls?
I am, Brenda.
Perfect. Okay. So let's bring it on. So we have a Skype caller I connected with briefly before the call. Hello, you are caller number one. Welcome to the Power Hour here on E Factor for the Soul, and you're with Lynn and Brenda. How can we help you today?
Hi, yes, thank you so much for this call today. I have a quick question that's been bothering me for a long time. My sister just passed away, and just to make it really quick, she was disabled in a nursing home, and I was taking care of her. But another sister of mine had, kept her funds and never helped her. And my sister in the nursing home had passed away, and my other sister has not come forward with those funds. And this other sister had always been very abusive towards me and the whole family, and I was just wondering if there's, you know, I'm not expecting her to come forward with the money, but is there going to be something, to rectify the situation, or is she, you know, is Spirit going to at least, is she going to feel guilty about it? I mean, I'm just looking for some type of validation in that area.
Thank you for sharing.
Thank you. Yes, and I had actually spoke with her, and I had to disconnect from her and tell her to never to contact me ever again, because she was very abusive all my life, and I just can't believe that she kept my other sister's funds, her money, and basically stole it, unfortunately, yeah.
Very difficult situation. Lynn, are you getting any insights?
Yes, I am. Could I get your name, hon, please?
Yes, it's Patricia.
Hi, Patricia. Okay, here we go. The first thing that came in was an image that I think represents your sister in spirit now, and a very bright and shiny halo appears in my mind, and it feel like she's telling you that I feel like she's telling you you have angel protection in this matter. In a very physical sense, in the physical world, however, I think trying to reason with this sister, you are correct. It's like hammering at a door that won't open, and I wouldn't keep bothering. I do think that you need to take legal action, unfortunately. What are you in a location that you can go to a university where there might be a legal department, you can get a bit of free legal aid to start?
Well, I'm not going to pursue it because I don't have documentation as far as, the only thing I have is word of mouth from what my father had told me before he passed and what she had told me, and she denies it now, so it's like fighting. All I want is to know that she knows what she did, and I know that. You see what I mean? I'm not looking to pursue because there's no proof, but I know I had conversations with her. My dad told me, and that's all I have is word of mouth.
She's very
abusive.
Now, did your sister who's crossed, did she die intestate, like as in without a will?
Right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so basically what the other sister has done is quite illegal. Now, I would not do is hang from a rope waiting for karma to get her, because I think we know when we cross, the Akashic records show us our behavior all through our lifetime, and we are meant to feel the pain we cause to others, or also the joy, but we feel everything that our presence on earth created for others. So let's put it this way. If she doesn't get it on this, in this earth plane, she'll get it on the other side, and she'll understand how her behavior affected others. And I would say just let it go for now. Move on. If you don't need to fight it, then let it go. Give it to spirit and let go. And that halo, I love the image for you, because I really do feel your sister is sending you angelic protection. And as long as you've got your angels and your guides and your friends on your other side, your goal in on this earth. You can just go forward and release it. And that's what I have for you, Patricia.
Oh, okay. And what was your name again?
I'm Lynn.
Lynn, okay. Thank you, Lynn. Yeah, because this sister, I had to cut ties with her. I told her over the phone never to ever contact me again. She's a liar, and she's tried to ruin my reputation. And I'm glad that you told me that I have angelic help, because I've done nothing but help. But she's been doing this out of jealousy. And so I want the angels to really protect me and make sure that I can go forward in my life without having to deal with her ever again.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, Lynn, can you share how, you know, the listeners, if they wish to get in touch with you for further details or information for extending the readings that you're giving today, can you tell people how to get a hold of you? And just in case this beautiful soul needs to get a hold of you again.
Sure. You can find me on Facebook. I'm just type in Lynn Bleasdale Psychic, and that'll come up. And I'm also at lbleasdale.wixsite.com/Lynn. And, you can find me. I just find me on Facebook if you can. That's the easiest. And we're all connectable through the Sacred Embers Facebook page. So we can all be contacted through that.
One of the things, thank you so much for sharing that. One of the things that I have found is, even though the situation is difficult and there's no more contact between you and your sister, it is really important to let it go. And that can be done through meditation, and it can be done by using a forgiveness technique. But the more you hang on to the situation, the more it's kept alive. So it's really important that if you are, you knowing now that the angels are with you and that you are protected divinely and the universe has your back and your sister is sending you golden halos of love and support, it's a go forward and let it go, because otherwise it's always going to have this nasty hold on you. And eventually that nasty hold can, almost like words, almost like having a conversation with this sister, can continue to have its ill effects on you. So the nurse in me is telling you, it's okay, let it go, so that you can live a vibrant, healthy life and know that your sister that's in spirit is with you and loves you. And that's where the focus needs to be, is that memory of her and not this other situation. So thank you. I hope that helps, and thank you for being with us this afternoon.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Okay, so the Power Hour continues, and we're going to open up area code 480. Hello, who do we have on the line with us this afternoon?
Hi, ladies, it's Michael.
Oh, hi, Michael. Welcome to the call.
Thank you. I was calling in regards, I had gone on a final interview. It's just a restaurant position on Thursday. And I unfortunately had three offers. I accepted one, and it didn't quite be what I thought it was going to be. So I kind of went with my tail between the legs and kind of asked for that interview again. And I was just curious on what you feel about that.
Do you want me to go ahead, Brenda?
Yeah, you go ahead, Lynn, please.
Yeah, okay, Michael. Do you recall the movie The Lady and the Tramp? Michael?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Have you ever seen that Disney cartoon, Lady and the Tramp?
Probably not.
I'm asking for a reason. Anyway, it doesn't matter. There's a restaurant scene in the movie where it's a very humble little restaurant, but it's a very beautiful place. Is there one of these places that you've applied to work that is a little more, I'd say, folksy, less elegant, and more kind of down-to-earth charming?
No. No.
Are they all pretty high-end?
No. The one that I left was high-end, and mm-hmm. it just wasn't a right fit. This one's more casual, healthier, that type of thing.
That's the one. Okay. The reason they're showing me this one restaurant from the movie is it's just a very homespun kind of place. It's not pretentious. It's not Luton de Doo. That's the one they're showing me as the right fit for you. Don't put your tail between your legs. It's not a mistake. We were just discussing divine timing before the show, and I think that's something you want to keep in mind. And don't humble, I don't mean not humble, but I wouldn't kowtow or please take me back. Just take me back.
Right.
I'm worth it is what you want to present to them. Okay. And I'm getting a lovely green light for this for you, Michael. So I would trust the process. Keep your head up and don't, cause you're worth it. They're giving me that you do amazing work. And you are worth it. So carry your assets and your abilities proudly and offer them as something that's worth having because you're worth as much to them as they are to you, okay? And I like that sort of less fanfare kind of restaurant for you. You're going to have more fun there, okay?
Yes,
that's
I agree.
That's what I've got for you, Michael. Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
Yeah, let your hair down a bit. So that's what comes in for you, Michael.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, green light, green lights. Good stuff. Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you both.
Oh, great. Wonderful. And next we have area code 917. Welcome to the call. Wrong one. Who do I have? 917. Hi, welcome to the call. And who do we have here?
Oh, hey, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call. You have Tim from New York. How's it going today?
Good, good. We're happy to have you here. What can we do for you? And then we'll let Lynn take it away.
Oh, sure. I just had a question about trying to bring in a new job / career. Just been meditating, trying to put 15, 20 minutes in daily, asking for assistance from my guides. We're just curious if you have any information, messages, or tips to help me along this journey.
Well, you're doing everything right, and you're right here, so perfect timing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Tim, the name Gloria comes in for you. Does that connect to you at all?
Not that I can think of at this moment.
Have you got?
But I'll look out.
Can you think back into your family tree? Okay, have you got a sense of your sort of first and second generation ancestors? I would say this is an energy from your father's side of the family.
Okay.
She's waving a wooden spoon at you. Okay. Tells me she was kind of a cook, one of those people that sort of is the heartbeat of the household and was the cook and the disciplinarian. I mean, she's not waving it in anger. She's waving it like a joke, right? So she's waving a wooden spoon at you. So I would look the name up. The job. I feel like I've read for you before, Tim. You seem familiar to me. I think you may have called into one of the other shows. Your job. It seems to me. Why are you not considering self-employment?
I am with real estate. I'm just trying to figure out a way to get that off the ground.
Oh yeah. Well, they're giving me the element of brass. They're showing me brass, which I'm just going to. What I'm going to do, if it's all right with Brenda, is I'm just going to look up the significance of that coming in, and if Brenda can just take the air for a minute, I'll come right back with that information. Is that okay?
Sure,
no problem.
That's
you guys.
Really good.
Okay,
yeah.
Back in a sec then.
So self-employment. Are you making a breakaway from a previous or a traditional job, or did circumstances just arrive and open this door for you?
Oh, no. I'm just currently in a job that I detest. So I'm trying to figure out a new situation and also have some sideline income with self-employment. So I'm just open to both, just to try to change things up for this new year.
Yes, yes, definitely. So, you know, when you stay in a job that's kind of a toxic job or one that is limiting your freedom and your spirit, yes, it's definitely time to make a break from that and self-employment and looking at ways of being self-sufficient is truly the way it is, because brick and mortar situations are declining. You just think about how long ago Blockbuster went out of business because of changing times, and if you don't keep up with the change, and more people are becoming self-employed entrepreneurs now more than ever, because self-sufficiency and looking at the online and the global markets for opportunity is really creating a whole new generation of wealth. And real estate is one of those things. You know, houses are always going to be bought and sold. As long as we need to have a house, there'll be a need for realtors for sure. And it is a lot of work, but it's, if you put your time in and you do your work, you will reap the rewards. And I see that very strongly. In my purview, is that you are going to get through this this doorway. Right now, there's a door in front of you, and you're kind of pushing against it, and it's pushing against you, and that's why you're here right now. You just need to know whether to push it harder and make it happen. So, Lynn, are you back? No, she's still...
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry, Brenda. I was just muted, so you didn't hear me clicky-clacking. Yeah, according to what I could pick up in this brief research, Tim, is that brass represents natural good, like your natural path, which is speaking to me as you should follow the heart. What Brenda said all resonates. I think you should be looking at self-employment. And brass, too. They say that, that he or she had the brass to do something. I kind of take that as an image too, that you've got to get that sort of courage or chutzpah going, which I sense you have lots of. And fasten your goals to the star that you want to hit. Okay, but I see self-employment for you as really rocking for you. Okay, Tim, that's what I've got for you. And find out who Gloria is and why she's waving a spoon at you. Okay.
You got it. Thank you very much.
All right. Okay, hon.
Thanks for joining us. Wow. Yes.
There you go.
The silver spoon, if there's a wooden spoon, that's one thing. But silver spoon, was Gloria with a wooden spoon or a silver spoon?
Oh, it's a wooden spoon for sure. Absolutely wooden.
Oh, okay.
They're very straightforward. She calls a spade, as Ryan would say. And wooden spoon, no silver spoon there.
Very good, very good. Mm-hmm. Okay, so great information coming across. And now we're going to go to area code 856. Hello, 856. Who do we have on the line today?
Hi, this is Laura in New Jersey.
Hi, Lauren. Welcome to the call. Well, how can we help you?
Just wanted to know what you see for me around romance. Mm-hmm. So you see that in my near future?
Not yet. I'll go ahead, Brenda. I'm starting to get some stuff here. Laura, are you moving? Are you considering a move?
I do want to move. I just don't have the finances lined up yet for that, but I do want to.
Okay. Within the year, if you can keep your eyes on the prize, so to speak, within a year, you should be able to change your residence. So as far as romance goes, I get not yet. I feel like you need to make a move before you're going to be in proximity to the person who would be a good match for you. I'm getting a whole bunch of frogs that you've kissed and no prince yet. I think with a geographical relocation, you're going to have a change of energy. The other thing to just remember, though, that we attract what we vibrate with ourselves. So the frequency, the vibration that you are in will attract a similar vibration. So it's almost like they say, you know, be the friend you want to attract. So be the person that you would like to attract to yourself. And you can also, they're saying get a little bit out there more. Are you a little bit housebound, homebound right now?
Kind of, you know, I mean, I go out for work and all, but I don't,
yeah.
I don't really do a lot socially. Yeah.
Make the effort to get out there in groups a little bit more, or clubs, or just go out. If you get an invitation to a party or a dinner, go. Even though I sense you're tiny bit of an introvert here, so if you have to sort of use a crowbar on yourself, get out there more. But I do think that once you move, get this move underway, I think you're going to find that you meet that certain person that will vibrate with you. But in the meantime, work on creating your own energy, getting it to that place where you are what you want to attract, and law of attraction should work for you that way. That's what I've got for you, Laura.
Will the move be a long distance move, or will it be relatively local?
It feels very short, like a short hop, but a house, a home, wherever it is you move has better energy for you. I feel like there's something where you are there's an old energy or a bad neighbor or a memory or something you need to get rid of. So it's going to cleanse the playing field, so to speak, okay? So just a short hop, not cross country or anything, probably staying within New Jersey. But, you know, there'll be water nearby.
Oh, yes, that's what I want. Yay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have
to help.
Picked out. So that's
okay. Well, now you just focus. Yeah. And attract that situation to you. Okay. Using the laws of attraction. Okay.
Okay.
So, Brenda.
Thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, Lynn, that was fabulous. And yeah, you know, one of the things you can do is, we know that this is going to happen, it's out there. But how you can shorten it or pave the way is by journaling. So journal exactly what you want in your romantic partnership, how you want it to look, how you want him to show up, how do you want him to look, act, even so much as the clothes he's wearing. Design them, because he's out there waiting for you and he's designing you into his life. And the more you can do to really pre-pave that, the more magical it's going to be when you actually connect. There'll be no guesswork. Your eyes will meet and you'll go, I know you, because you've touched his soul by pre-paving this to happen. It'll be like you knew each other for a long time. It's going to be just like, ah, it's you. And it's going to be magical and just wonderful. So do the pre-work to make it happen. Call it into being and watch the magic unfold for you. How's that?
That sounds wonderful. Thank you so much. Thank you, Barbara.
Oh, you're welcome.
We're
happy to have you here. And get back to us sometime and let us know how things turn out, okay?
I will. Thank you.
Okay.
That's great.
Have a wonderful, wonderful life. That's great. Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that is, let's go to area code 646.
Hello,
646 on the show. Hi, who do we have?
You have Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. Welcome.
Thank you so much. So, how are you?
We're good. I'm good.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Good, yeah.
All right. So I have a question. I'm going to be in 2020, in the fall of 2020, I'm going to school for a music business. But the thing is, I am not quite amped up about it like I used to be. I do have some acting behind me, and I'm trying to see which direction should I go into. I don't mind pursuing the music business degree and master's, but also I still have the love for acting, and I'm trying to see which direction should I go in.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I prefer the acting.
Yeah, here's what's coming in for you, Lisa. There's a sing-song name coming in, almost like it's Linda Lou, Linda Lou. Do you know somebody named Linda that would be
yes.
in spirit for you?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Okay. Did she have that kind of sunny energy that, you know, nobody was allowed to be down around her?
Yes. She had that particular energy, and she was always on the go.
Perfect.
By herself.
Yeah, I get like yeah, a little Energizer Bunny thing going on. Okay, perfect. Here's what she's bringing for you, darling, is that the allow the changes to happen as you
right.
as you feel them with your intuition. You know that you love music. You know you love acting. Are you what they call a triple threat?
I could be.
Acting, singing, dance. Yeah, well,
yes.
just allow that to happen, okay? Acting, singing, dancing. You can. They're saying here that there's ways you can barter for the extra lessons you might want to take on the side, voice, tap, whatever, you know, the stuff that you need to take to keep your chops up. They're saying there's some opportunities to barter here. So look for
okay.
that. You may not be having to pay for these things. You offer your skills in return, and you see a few opportunities to do that. But they're saying if that's where you're heading, then go all three. The number three is very, very bright and shiny here. So I would take it. I would do it all. And
okay.
and just, yeah, enjoy the heck out of it, because it's just going to be so much of a, just a ride. Take the ride, and I think it's going to be a wonderful trip for you. And that's what
oh,
I've got for you, Lisa.
Ooh,
mm-hmm.
That's
there
amazing.
You go. Yep.
I keep seeing America's Got Talent.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Have you ever tried to get on the show?
No, I would like to be a judge.
Yeah, there's something about America's Got Talent and
okay.
some kind of showcase where you can, you know, actually shine your talents. The thing is schooling really necessary for you, or, you know, like, is it just you have to have that piece of paper to validate that you have talent in order to be talented in what you choose to do?
No, see, the music business is, for example, if I wanted to manage teens, for example, people between the ages of 16 to 24, I said, 20 to 24, that's what the
yep.
music business part is for. That's not based, that's not for me. That's just,
okay.
you know, get, because I've always liked the music business, but I want it to come in differently from a female perspective. But for the degree, no, that's just to manage other people. That's not for me.
Okay. So the thing is, yes, you know, obviously the management would be your day job, and your dream job is to be performing. And I see you as a triple threat, just like Lynn was showing and seeing
okay.
as well. And the thing is, though, I'm seeing a teeter-totter where you're on both sides, and one is the management, the day job, and the other one is fulfilling your dreams and your bliss. The thing
yeah.
is, yeah, and I see that you are kind of up and down on that teeter-totter.
Yeah. yeah.
And the freedom piece of it is you in your bliss doing performing and so while you're kind of in this in-between stage, what are you doing in order to fulfill your bliss? Are you doing some performing? Are you doing some professional singing? What are you doing?
I am, as of right this particular now, I haven't done anything. I haven't done anything in over a year. But my goal
okay.
is to get back into it. Yeah, it was financial reasons, so that's why.
Okay. So there are ways that you could do this to get that going again, because I feel like you're selling yourself short. And,
okay.
and that would be to actually, you know, you could start performing even on YouTube, doing YouTube videos, showcasing some of your talent and getting it out there, doing Spotify and getting that out there, putting together even some kind of musical group together and start doing that, because I feel that you are this beautiful flower, and unless you unfold, nobody's ever going to know about these talents that you have.
Okay, that's true.
Yeah, and it's time to rise and shine.
Okay.
You know, so think about, think out of the box. Start to think about how you can showcase and how you can integrate more of your talent. Because I can tell you, if you don't share it, you know, it's the best kept secret in the world, and a lot of people go to their grave never really sharing their true gifts. So
that's
don't
true.
Waste this opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I will not. Okay, I just needed to hear it.
Wonderful. So any other questions? Anything else we can help you with today?
Yeah. So let's see here. I have to go to court on Monday, to housing court. With the landlord, just wanted to see, is she, do you think she's going to be willing to, because she actually started this mess. Do you see her paying me to move, or do you see us going back to court again a third time?
I'll leave that to Lynn to decipher.
Okay, the image that's coming in is an obscure little movie that I think maybe three people on this planet have seen. However, the image comes in at the very end of the movie. If there's a population of citizens on an island in this sort of like the Caribbean, and they're all, it's a vacation spot, and at the very, so the people who are living there are fighting for their right not to turn it into a rich person's paradise. And so the military comes in to attack them, but all the natives, the people who live there are all banded together. And what we've got is like a stalemate, basically one bunch of people facing another bunch of people, and nobody can make a move. What do they call that? That's very racist. I won't say it, but like a standoff, right? Yeah, so you guys know what I mean. So it's like nobody can make the next move because everyone's got their guns trained on each other. And that's the kind of energy I'm picking up. The movie, by the way, is called Club Paradise. It's got Robin Williams, and it's absolutely Jimmy Cliff. It's hilarious. If you can find it, watch it. It's great. But anyway, that's the kind of energy I'm picking up. That nobody can make the next move here because you're both kind of locked horns. That's a great way to put it.
Okay.
So are you able, okay, so if two people are, you know, on a bridge and it's one way and they're both trying to go their own way on the bridge, and one guy goes, well, I never back up for a moron, but the other guy goes, well, I always do, and that's how, a funny and peaceful way to do it. You're going to have to be the guy that backs up, I think, here. There's also the thing to remember that, do you want to be right or do you want to be kind? Because I think this person causing all this trouble does this all the time and wonders why the heck nobody wants to invite her to their birthday party. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
she's creating her own suffering. This is an opportunity for you to come at her through the energy of spirit, which is pure love. She might try to bite you because injured creatures bite, but just persist with love and kindness. Be the bigger person. Back up a little and give her the room to realize that she doesn't have to keep her dukes up all the time. See if that energy doesn't help. Okay, hon?
All
I think that maybe is coming straight from Linda, and a big heart comes around that suggestion. Okay, so that just tells me they're guiding you with great love. And I'll put you to Brenda, see if she's picked up anything more on that question.
Okay,
thank you, Lynn. Yeah, there is a healing technique called Ho'oponopono. Have you ever heard of it?
No, I have not.
Okay, so there's a four-step process, and very, 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 like Lynn had said, energetically, you know, give some kindness towards this person. And this is a beautiful, beautiful technique. It's a Hawaiian healing technique. There's four parts to it. And so what you do is you say, I'm sorry. And you think of this person and think of all the ways that you are sorry for the situation towards this person. So it can be, you know, any little thing. Sometimes we all put up the wall and say, we're right, right? But when you look at it in hindsight, there may be things that you may have projected or that you have maybe played into this, even unknowingly or unwittingly. And so you say, I'm sorry, and you think about this person. And then the next step is, forgive me. Please forgive me. And then
okay.
you again, okay, and then I love you. And then you think about
mm-hmm.
all the ways that there might be something about that person that you really loved, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It could be like their hairdo. It could be the fact that they were prompt about something. Even, you know, there's so much that we dislike. We have to think about what we do like. And, again, if you think about everything you dislike, you're actually bringing more of that to you. So this is a way of releasing that by saying what you do like, you know. And then thank you. So thank you. Thank you for the situation. Thank you for the awareness. Thank you for being a part of my life. Thank you for releasing this situation, all those different things. And you do it like kind of like really sit down and really give it that energy towards it and focus. And then when you're done, you're done. You know, you're emotionally
okay.
released. Okay? Give that a shot and see what happens. Let us know, okay, how things turn out.
I will. All right. Thank you so much. Okay, I will do it.
Thank Wonderful. Thanks for being with us. Okay. Wow, Lynn, it's just been quite an incredible power hour, and we have another caller. Let's move to area code 402. Hello, 402. Who do we have on the line? And thank you for being with us this afternoon.
Hello, my name is Aslina.
Hi, Aslina.
Hi. I had a question about if there was anything you guys could, you know, read about me that you guys could give me.
Absolutely. There's always something we can read, right, Lynn?
Mm-hmm. I have so many,
yeah,
so I'm not picky.
Okay. Aslina, are you having a little trouble with someone who I would describe as an energetic bully?
My husband and I are going through a court thing with our stepson's mom, so that would really be the only
okay.
thing.
Okay, no, but what is coming in here is an energy of someone trying to sort of strong arm a situation when they really don't need to do that. So it's like a resistance thing. Is this person kind of causing trouble for you?
In a way, it's more of where she's causing trouble for her stepson, so we're trying to get her unsupervised.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm getting like this person's like as annoying as mosquitoes. You know what I mean? She's just not giving up, not seeing the right path. It's
yeah.
a selfish kind of energy. She's not considering
mm-hmm.
the person who is at the center of this, which is your
yeah.
stepson, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Yeah, and is he dealing with anger? Is he himself dealing with a lot of anger that's kind of eating him? Is he not
yeah.
expressing it, or is
we
he just...
Have a
okay.
lot of, well, he's 3.5. He'll be 4 in April. And there's
okay.
a lot of counselors and teachers and, you know, obviously people that are concerned for him because of his aggression
mm-hmm.
and hurting other kids and adults. And
okay, that explains a whole lot of it. You're kidding me. Oh, dear. All right. This has to, of course, resolve very quickly. And again, a similar energy to our previous caller comes in about not engaging in fights with people like this. You don't want to give them anything to push against. I pick up that she's going to use anything that she can, blow it out of proportion, to use as a weapon against you. The problem is that the little guy at the center of it is suffering right now, so it's with everything within your power to remember that children, even as infants, straight out into the new world, they feel, whether they can articulate it or not, they are taking in what's happening. So if he's able to ask the question, give him an honest answer with as much love and kindness as possible. But the main thing is it's up to you guys to make sure he heals, because he's angry, and help him to, you're going to maybe take do a little research on how you help children through these things. I'm getting the image of Mr. Rogers, who talked to children when the Gulf War was going on, and mm-hmm. and calmed them about war. So that kind of approach, I think, make him your focus, help to heal him. You can even do long distance healing, you know, if you're not with him. And I'd say, like, just make him the shining object of your heroic efforts, okay, right. at this point.
Right.
Okay,
hon,
I'm going to put
counselor.
You over.
A family counselor that sees him and helps us with that.
Good. And just do what you guys can every day to help, you know, help him feel love, not fear. Because really, it's a binary
right.
code if you think about it. We are either coming from love or we're coming from fear. And he has no power right now or any control. He can only express. So it's up
right.
to you guys to shepherd. Yeah, and be the angels on earth for him. And I don't want to take up all the time because we're running short, so I'll put you to Brenda and see what comes
okay.
in for you there, okay?
All right, thank you.
No
yeah,
problem.
So what I'm seeing is a bouncing ball. This little boy is a bouncing ball. He's bouncing between home to home, home to home. And he's like all shaken up, you know, and so what I'm seeing too is when he is in the other home, is that is your time to do distance healing. So the healing is, it goes on whether he's in your home and under your influence or when he's away. So if you have a picture of him, what I would suggest, and I don't, you know, we all have this ability to heal. Our thoughts are healing. Our words are, you know, can bring heaven or hell to earth. So if you have a picture of him, I want you with a red magic marker to draw a heart around him. And I want you to put that picture someplace where every time you see it, you are imagining, just like the Care Bears, you're sending love from your heart to his, that heart that's around him. And just surround him in this, imagine him in this bubble of love. And, you know, so that even when he's going through the other home and there may be words being said like, oh, I do it this way here, or something that's condemning you guys for the love that you're trying to send to him, or, you know, how there's that comparison thing going on, we want to make sure that this little guy is just always knowing, sensing, feeling love. And when it's bedtime, I want you to imagine like you're kissing him on the forehead and sending him more love, like a you know how everybody reads a story and says goodnight and gives a goodnight kiss. Let him know through your energy and your spouse's energy that this kid has unconditional love 24/7, and things will start to change. Even if the situation doesn't get any better between you adults, that this little one can be strong in the situation and that love.
Right. Do you think that we'll be able to get her on surprise visitation with what's happening? Because she only gets every other weekend.
Right, right. Well, we're going to have to let the legal system make that decision. But the thing is, though, any time that there's an avenue for conflict, that's when you have to really ramp up the love for this little guy, even if the every other weekend continues, because I know that lots of times they don't like to take children away from their biological mom. that it makes it difficult, and it may be something I'm kind of feeling is going to continue, but I can't, you know, things can change. Energy changes. A situation changes when one party makes a change or a shift in their thinking. So right now I'm feeling that it's going to stay every other weekend, but like, you know, really, like Einstein always says, and I always quote this, how can you expect a different outcome by thinking the same way? So if you can raise the love vibration for this old guy, I think the shift in energy will change things and tip it potentially in your favor. So know that no situation right now in this moment is locked in, but that the potentials for change are always there. Okay?
Okay, wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so very much for being with us. Oh, my gosh. It's been another powerful hour, Lynn.
Oh, it has been. It's gone by like that, eh?
Yeah. Absolutely awesome. I want to thank everybody who dialed in and tuned in and is listening online and listening to the archive replay 24/7, and you can access it through Sacred Embers on Blog Talk Radio. And also, there's an amazing new website coming up, right, Lynn?
Oh, there is indeed. I'm at the finish line. And the comedy about it is that every time I sit down to work at it, I get interrupted by something or someone just as important to me, right? And so I'm like, I've got a door that I'm shutting, and I'm like, but we are really probably, I think within February, I'll have it up and running. And yeah, that way you can connect completely with each member of the Sacred Embers team. And we're adding a store where you can download ebooks, meditations. Some of the people that we are on the team are artists, or they create products. So there'll be a little store you can browse. There'll be a page where you can contact us. So, yeah, I am excited. As long as
absolutely.
People will keep out of my
and
shop.
And the RSS feed as well. We'll get a feed going so that the Sacred Embers Network is there. But some exciting things, too, about the Blog Talk Radio shows. I've just recently got us connected onto Spreaker. So the whole archive is available on Spreaker. And we're looking to Spotify and iHeartRadio, too, which is truly exciting. So more and more people can access information, and there's just so many amazing things, like you said, like we were talking before the show, you know, when spirit brings the right mix of people together, spontaneous combustion can happen, and I'm excited that this is what's happening here, and so excited that you were able to spend the afternoon with me, Lynn.
Oh, happy to do it, Brenda. As I say, I'm always there. If I can do it, I'll pop in anytime. But yeah, we were just amazed at how the team came together. It was almost like fasten your seatbelt, because we're accelerating, kids. And suddenly all these amazing people showed up and just were there. And wow, we're just ready for 2019, I think, is going to be an accelerating year. And it's, you know, don't they say too, Brenda, that the veil has been thinning more and more as time goes by? And the veil, I think more and more people are getting into light work, so the timing is divine.
There's more room for more and more people who are expressing themselves and their gifts, and the more we do, yes, the more we elevate the love quotient on the planet, and it is our time to shine. So it's incredible. Anyway, I want to thank everyone who's listened. Lynn, thank you for co-hosting with me today, and the sky's the limit. So from both of our hearts, live inspired and live empowered. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.